Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Digital Digest. We have today with us Rashad Johnson, CEO of Impact U, after little technical difficulties. Rashad, are you with us this morning?
I am. Good morning. How are you, Erica?
I'm good, good, good. Good to hear from you again. We were just chatting briefly before we got the installation in. So you were able to get the app, yes?
Yes, I got it. Ready to go.
Cool. All right. I hope you take advantage of it. If there's any media, you know, voice media you want to get out there, you know, it's definitely encouraged. So if I could go ahead and introduce you to all the listeners a little bit about yourself. Based on our short conversation, I see and I understand that you're a graduate of North Carolina A&T, that you're the CEO and author of the book Impact U. And your mission is to motivate more people to pursue their dream, their original childhood dreams, or dreams that they've developed in life, you know, in their journey or what have you, outside of going to work and paying bills. Yes?
Absolutely. You're right on target.
So if you can go ahead and let us know a little bit more what you have going on with Impact U and how we can follow and support.
Well, great. Well, Impact U is a school of thought, and I created Impact U as a vehicle to help people really pursue their passion and live their dreams. I think oftentimes we have so many gifts and dreams and abilities on the inside of us that we fail to maximize, and it's just a vehicle to help you maximize who you are and what you already have in you.
Awesome. And how long have you been developing Impact U?
Well, officially, I would say 5 years, but Impact U, the work that I've been doing that I do, you know, now through Impact U, I've been doing it for 15 plus years.
Okay. And what kind of got you motivated or, you know, got you started? I see here that your family, you know, left and, you know, you kind of recall here on your website of at the age of 5, you were thinking you were a real superhero. So do you still think you're a real superhero?
I sure do. I am a superhero.
Okay.
I really do think I'm a superhero. I embody that. I believe that. I think it may be foreign to some people, but I believe I can do whatever it is I want to do.
Say that again. You said I embody.
I do. I embody that persona. I tell myself that you have this gift, you have this talent, you have this ability. You're different from anybody else in the world.
Yo, speak on that. That's a powerful affirmation when you say I embody. You know what I'm saying? For people that don't know that language, what does that mean? What does that really mean when you say I embody?
When I say I embody, I mean not only it means I act as if. I become whatever it is I speak that I say I am. If I say I'm a superhero, which I am, I speak it, but I become it. I act as if I begin to think like a superhero would think. My mission is to save people. My mission is to help people. My mission is to help people become better versions of themselves. And so that's how I act in my everyday life.
That's dope. I think you're a superhero too. Just the fact that, you know, you want to stand in that affirmation and, you know, really back it up with your actions. So recently I caught wind of this 21-day challenge that you're doing on the IG. How's it going so far?
It's going great. You're right. And I started this on IG. I put it out on IG. I put it out on Facebook as well. But it's a 21-day challenge. And this challenge is really just to challenge people to reach a goal, whatever your goal is. Some people have lofty goals. They want to lose weight or gain weight or get in better shape or create something for their business or develop a business plan or whatever the goal may be. This 21-day challenge is just a community of like-minded people holding each other accountable and reporting every day on our everyday actions toward this goal.
Oh, you're supposed to report every day. I was just going to give like my day 5 update. Like I didn't know I was supposed to do it every day. You know, I'm such an introvert. I don't know about being on the video every day.
Well, you don't have to do it every day. I'm doing it every day. Like I'm up there reporting every day. And so you log in, you know, however often you want to, but I'm just on there every day encouraging you, reminding you to get your goals done today.
Awesome. Awesome. And how can people find you and follow the challenge?
You can follow me on IU. I'm on Instagram at Rashad IU. That's RASHAADIU. Log on to Instagram and that's, you'll be able to see every day me uploading videos, and you'll see the instructions and you'll get the encouragement And so that's how you can find this challenge.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell us more about the book and where we can, you know, what jewels we can find, you know, what message are you really driving home with the book? Why was it important for you to?
The book was so important. The book is entitled Cage Dream. And it's really about me working a job in corporate America, but feeling caged, knowing that I'm a superhero, that I have so many more gifts and talents and abilities to give the world, but feeling like this job has me caged. And so the book, you know, I released it on my website, and then my website is rashadjohnson.com. It's available there, but it's really a roadmap for anyone that has a goal, that has a dream, that has talents, gifts, and abilities, to show you how to begin to turn that talent, gifts, and abilities into a reality or into a business or into something that's really helping other people.
Awesome. Awesome. And how long has the book been in publication?
The book was published 2 years ago. And so it's interesting. I'm still, you know, doing tours now and promoting the book, but the book came out 2 years ago, and it's awesome. Been such a That's great really feedback new. Since it's been out. Okay. Yes, fresh.
Oh, and where have you gone with the book?
Oh, well, I've gone so many places. This book has allowed me, I've spoken literally all over the country in the past 2 years. I mean, I'm here, you know, in the DC area now. So I've, you know, spoken several places in DC. I've been to North Carolina with the book. I've been to Kentucky with the book. I've been to Atlanta. I've been to Florida, up and down the East Coast, planning to go out West. So it's really been a great experience so far.
Wow. Sounds like you're picking up a lot of win.
Definitely aiming to.
So if people want to contact you for more media, are you using PR right now? Is someone helping you get your message out there? Are you looking for PR? What's the next step for, you know, the evolution of your brand and what you're doing with your entrepreneurial calling?
Got it. Well, I actually right now I'm doing everything myself, but I am definitely open to help. I know I don't know everything. But I'm definitely looking to expand. Anybody, I can be contacted, of course, through Instagram at Rashad IU, RASHAADIU, or direct email. And that's at Rashad@RashadJohnson.com. That's my email address. And that's Rashad with two A's at the end.
All right. And if you want to tell people more about yourself, I would say, you know, we had a pretty extensive conversation about where we're thinking we're heading with this whole entrepreneurship community base, especially in a digital age. Is it, you know, important for you to be highly visible on social, or is it more important for you to be out in the community? I ask everyone this because I think both, but some people prefer to be less visible on social and really have those cultivated relationships in the community. And some people think that it's important, you know, if you're in a global aspect, you know, if you're taking the community global, then it's very important to be highly visible on social. What's your take on that?
Got it. I think for me personally, my social media is really just snapshots of what I'm doing in my everyday life. Like to me, the meat in my business is really being out in the community. I do a lot of mentoring. I do a lot of I'm pouring into youth because, I mean, I believe, like Whitney said a long time ago, the children are our future. Absolutely. And so I do a lot of pouring into youth and mentoring. I mentor youth and adults. But it's really my social media. I use it as just a snapshot to let people know a real life, to let people know, you know, how I'm trying to impact others. Now, I believe social media is a powerful tool and it can help you, you know, anyone with a global mission and a global vision really expand that. So it's definitely important to put it out there. But for me, the meat of what I'm doing is always going to be, you know, feet on the ground. And so my social media is kind of just a reflection of what mm-hmm. I'll do. And I don't even put everything on my social media, but mm-hmm. I try to allow it to be a snapshot of what's going on in my day-to-day life.
Gotcha. It makes sense. And I think, you know, different strokes for different, you know, folks, especially when you're dealing with youth. I think it's a little corny for you to say, like, look, I'm helping the kids, you know, like that should be right. Something that is, you know, a community effort, grassroots community based, like, You know, I think, you know, it's great to stay on the campaign and, you know, bring the community together. But I think we become so inundated with that instant gratification that we have to always let people know every single thing we're doing. And that's not always the case. It's not always the best approach.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
All right. And, you know, just for the culture, you know, with respect to you, I would say that, you know, you seem like you're in the brave new world of the hip hop culture, entrepreneurship movement. Yes.
Yes, I would definitely like to think that's where I am.
All right. Awesome. So what's your favorite sneaker right now?
Interestingly, my favorite sneaker is still Air Force Ones. Like, there's a lot.
Classic.
Yes, there's a lot that I love. Like, I mean, I've seen a lot of new stuff come out. I used to love, like, I'm very retro. Like, I used to love the old Huaraches and the old Bo Jacksons when they came out. I had a pair of the black, white, and gray Bo Jacksons.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been searching for those. Anybody know where I can find those, let me know. But that's kind of my flavor.
All right, all right. Hoodie was summertime, so I would say you rocking fitteds or not?
Sometimes I am. I do.
All right.
I do, especially when I'm out.
All right, your favorite fitted right now?
My favorite fitted is one that I think I actually have a picture of that on IG. I have one that I got from someone, and it just says King on it. It's a black fitted that says King.
Sweet.
Really? That's my favorite one.
Yeah, same. All right. And you into basketball, football, World Cup, any sports?
I love sports. I love football. I played it growing up all the way, my whole life. Love football. Like basketball too. I only usually watch basketball though, like in the playoffs and finals. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I'll be probably a lot of college football this season. I'm not too keen on the NFL right now with what's going on. Mm-hmm. So still love football though. So I'll definitely be tuning into a lot of college games.
All right, respect to that. And I would say, you know, what's your message to the, you know, entrepreneur hip hop community?
The entrepreneur hip hop community, my message is do you. Oftentimes we get so caught up in trying to be like this person and be like that person. There's such a power in authenticity, and you were created so special. You know, I tell people in even some of my talks, I tell people all the time that you have to remember how amazing you are. You came into this world a winner. Out of millions of sperm, you were the one to fertilize the egg. You won. You came into this world a winner. You came out millions of people. Think about how amazing you are from that aspect. So don't dumb yourself down by trying to be like anybody else. Be you, because that's what the world needs. That's what the world craves. That's what you were created for. You were created to bring your own special spice to this thing we call the world.
That's dope. That's what's up. And last but not least, I would say, what's the top three songs in your playlist right now?
Okay. The top three songs on my playlist right now.
It better not be Kiki, Do You Love Me?
Oh, no. I'll throw this phone. Nah. The top three songs on my playlist right now, is number one would be Champion by Buju Banton.
Yeah.
Love Buju.
I hate stuff. Walk like a champion.
I automatically talk like a champion.
You already
talk. I love that. I love that. Champion by Buju Banton. I have a door.
Buju home.
I know. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
My next one would be, you know, because I have a daughter, something I embed in her, old song by Nas, I Know I Can.
Okay.
Just the lyrics of that song, you know, I want to make her understand that she can do and be whatever she wants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, what would be the...
That's classic. I love that song. You know,
that's
I chase classic. Nas. I follow Nas throughout DC when he came to DC Club 5, 930 Club, when he came to DC touring that song. And I actually got into the club and was like sitting right next to him. That's dope.
Wow. Good stuff. I think the third song on my playlist would probably be a I don't know, a compilation of something big of
Yeah.
Biggie, especially the last album.
Anything
But
Biggie.
anything big.
Yeah, anything Biggie. Yeah. He did it. You know what I'm saying? 23 years old, the king of the game, you know? He did it. Yeah.
Icon.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was definitely good talking to you today. Thank you for our Feature Friday edition of the Digital Digest and helping me get another notch in my belt on the 21-day challenge. Ha ha. You see that? Two birds, one stone.
I see that. I
Yeah.
see that.
All right.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much, Erica.
All right. We'll talk more soon. And if you want to see more from Rashad, follow him on IG at RashaadIU. And that's Rashad for Impact U. Till next time, folks, peace in the East. And we're out.